Let's see what's going on in the world today. You ready? You game for that? 888-302-3684, another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joined by Ken Kessler and a lot of you. Rich McFadden wandering in sooner or later. How many people are paying attention to March Madness? Where are we here? Yesterday, all I know is I was talking to a friend. I was telling this story earlier on. He was not able to have a conversation with me about business because he was watching the Ohio State game. They lost by 1 point. He's an Ohio State graduate, and he said to me, being a Heidelberg graduate, you wouldn't be much interested in what's going on in the world of sports and athletics. And, you know, he's right about that. But I think my lack of interest in sports goes back to my days when my father tried to get me interested in lots of different sports activities, and I wasn't. I was more interested in being on the farm. And so you see what that did. You know, the most fascinating thing, I was listening to talk radio. After I talked to my friend, I was coming back from Disneyland, and I was fiddling around on the dial, and I got to a sports radio talk show, Kenny. And these guys were not talking about March Madness. They were talking about golf clubs and how there was a study that's been done that suggests that a certain type of golf club made out of a certain metal, if you're using, and I don't know, aren't they made out of aluminum? What else is a golf club made out of? Aluminum is made out of steel? Well, must be some of them are made with some steel component, because that was basically what the premise of the conversation was. If you are, and I didn't even know, I mean, they were stretching and pulling at this thing, and I thought, where the heck are they going with this? Apparently, the research suggests that some of the fires that have been created when you're playing golf in a dry area, if you're in the rough and the club hits a stone, it creates a spark that could start a fire. And I'm listening to these guys go into the detail of how many clubs were used in the study. How many people heard this yesterday? Anybody else hear this but me? 888-302-3684. So the discussion on the sports radio talk show, not about March Madness, but about the study that suggests if you use a certain kind of golf club in the rough and you hit a stone, you could start a forest fire.
Wow.
Okay.
Listen. I had no idea.
There you go. So you know something now that you didn't know before, and it is because I'm not paying attention to the NCAA tournaments. I'm paying attention to other things that are much more important. Right? Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so let's see. Who won yesterday? You got to run down. Do we need to do this? Like the people who are looking for their brackets. What's a bracket, anyway? Why do they call them brackets?
It's the way you fill out for all of the teams. So it's kind of like a reverse family tree.
Really?
Where the two teams play each other, so you have the two names for the two teams, and then the team that wins goes in the next space, and the team that lost is just gone. So you have a constantly diminishing amount of team names until you get down to the final four.
Really? Pretty exciting, huh? Are you involved in any of this?
I was until last night.
Wow, what happened? Who lost?
NC State lost.
North Carolina State, that's where you're from. Did you go to NC State?
Yes, I did.
Really? Did they have a good basketball program when you were there?
Yeah. Really? Jim Valvano was the coach. They won national championships.
Hmm. All right, so what are your predictions then for the rest of the round? Or do you even care because NC State's out?
That's the kind of fan I am. I don't care anymore. My team is done. Not, so bring on baseball.
Right.
That's right.
So how much money did you wager, and how much have you lost because of this?
I don't bet. I always felt my dad had told me to only gamble money you could afford to lose, and I haven't gotten to the point in my life where I have money that I can afford to lose. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I didn't bet. I just had a little moment of sadness when they lost the game last night.
All right, I'm looking at some of the headlines. Number 12 seed North Dakota State shocks OU. Really? Oklahoma University, North Dakota. Does this sound boring? I know I'm bored with it. So it's got to be boring. And people say, what's the matter with you? Everybody's talking about this. Listen, if you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you know that for the most part, I don't always care about what's going on. Now you can say, well, it's your job to report and converse as you're a talk radio host and you're supposed to know what's going on. You know how many times I get myself into trouble talking about stuff I don't know anything about? These guys will tell you that there isn't a day that goes by that I don't stick my foot in my mouth. Most of the time I can cover it up so that you don't know that I don't know what the hell I'm talking about because I've been doing this for a long time. But in general, when it comes to things like sports, I have an interest and I don't care. And so go listen to a sports radio talk show. That's how or when it comes to politics, I don't want to talk about politics here. You want to listen to that? Go listen to Bill Bennett drone on. I don't want to talk about it. I'd rather touch on some of the other things that are here and there. Jennifer Horn is off, by the way. She'll be back on Monday. Although she did say, she sent me an email, and she said, oh, I'm so tired. There's so many things to do here. She's in Antigua. But maybe I'll call you on Friday. And I thought to myself, don't hold your breath, bub. All right. So anyway, what do we have that's interesting that doesn't focus on, let's see here, the flight of the plane, to which there is no real new information. There have been a number of, how many planes? Wait a minute. I just saw something that is new. This is very interesting. The CEO of Malaysia Airlines has confirmed in an interview, apparently, Flight 370 was transporting lithium-ion batteries in the cargo hold. That's interesting for a couple of different reasons. The batteries are very, very dangerous and very, very valuable. So, what do you think now about my conspiratorial thought that this plane was not necessarily hijacked, but the pilot made a deal with somebody to make some money on these batteries? I don't know what the cargo was, but I knew that there was some in my mind, in my heart, my head, there's some kind of a cargo in there that makes ripping this plane off pretty valuable. But how do you hide? Could you pull this off and then actually disappear? I suppose you could, various parts of the world, whether you live well or not. Speaking of that, I met yesterday somebody, for those of you who like to travel, I was talking to someone who had just come back from Dubai. And apparently, all the pictures that you see, all the stories, any video that you see, are all true, and then some. The opulence and the way people live in Dubai is amazing. Just amazing. Many of you dream about winning the lottery. 60 million, 100 million, 200 million. What, this week's winnings, 400 million that were divvied up by two people. So they ended up actually about 125 million, 124 million bucks. But under the circumstance, that's nothing. These people in places like Dubai with the money that's there from oil and how they spend it. And this fellow was telling me how he had to pay $100 to walk in. They love American money. $100 to walk into a lounge in the tallest building in the world that's over there. You've seen pictures of that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paid $100 to go in. He and his wife, each $100, and they had two drinks, and they were allowed, in quote, that's what he said to me, we were allowed to walk around and look at the building. That's basically what we paid the $100 for. But they're nice enough to give you two drinks, and just to go look around. It's just kind of amazing. Does it have anything to do with anything? No, but I just think sort of it plays into excesses and how much money there is in the world in certain areas and how people, they sort of turn it around. There's a lot of prejudice focused on people who have money. And yet, where would it be, the world, the it is the world here, if we didn't have people with money or entities with money to invest in the future, to invest in businesses, to invest in people who have ideas. So I think I'm taken back a little bit. These guys were talking about the opulence that was there, and that's cool. But they spent a lot of money to build that city, and that put a lot of people to work and was good for the economy. So, yeah, you can say there's a lot of opulence and maybe a lot of money is quote-unquote wasted, but there's an end game here, and I think oftentimes that's not in the focus. Okay, speaking of focus, I'm sort of dribbling around here in honor of March Madness, but there are a lot of other things. Next half hour, we'll talk about the GM recall in part. A lot of other things going on in the world, and we're here to talk about them. Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 17 after the hour.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick certified service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick certified service. And now experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvedere breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvedere.
Morning win.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I am Doug Steffen. He is Ken Kessler. And we're working on the Friday Good Day program. By the way, Afrin, if you've got nasal congestion, you'll get powerful relief. Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Afrin's the name of the product. It's powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. Very important as we get into springtime. You know, we've really not had much to say about spring. If there's a reason for us to be happy, it is spring is here. Spring has sprung. The grass has risen. I wonder where my girlfriend is. Remember those old cornball things from when we were kids? I suppose we can still use them a little bit. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Insert a little bit of music into this part of each hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is from a group called Royal Teeth, who performed a song called Wild on American Idol last night. And we try to figure out what the context of all of this is. People say, oh, who are they? What are they doing there? Are they a band from Louisiana, Kenny? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're in Lafayette and New Orleans. And apparently Harry Connick discovered them, and he's the reason he brought them to American Idol.
Ah, okay. Because a lot of times what happens on American Idol, some of the performers who show up there pay, I think it's $185,000 to go on and promote their show. That's a fairly standard price. If you watch The View on TV, some of the segments that they have that are aimed at explaining a particular product are paid for by the people who want the product to get better known. So anyway, that's what they want here from you. They want you to pay attention to the song Wild. Royal Teeth, and they are. Michael, crank it up again. I'm not seeing anything outstanding about this group. They didn't win any contest, right? They just came out of Lafayette. And by the way, if you're listening in Lafayette and you know these guys, call me at 888-302-3684. Let's talk more about them. I didn't think they were bad. I just wondered how they fit. Now Kenny's explained they're connected to Harry Connick Jr., who is from that area. Is he not? Isn't he from New Orleans? Harry Connick Jr.?
Yeah, I think so. I think he is. Yeah.
All right. So here we are thinking and postulating. Pretty cool, huh? Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. There's American Idol taken care of. Now let's listen to a couple of excerpts from the late night monologues. Jimmy Fallon first, then Seth Meyers on NBC.
Obama is by himself right now, you guys. Very lonely. I guess the First Lady, Michelle Obama, and her daughters, Sasha and Millie, are visiting China for the next week. And so the president actually said that the White House feels very lonely without them. Then he said, okay, I think they bought it. It's time for some March Madness, baby. Let's do it. Picture, picture. I want to see all of it. You can kind of tell Obama's lonely just by the tweets that he's been sending out. Like last night he tweeted, hey, Michelle Obama having 8 pancakes. You better stop me. Hashtag kind of wish you would. Hashtag real talk. Hashtag lonely talk. And then an hour later he wrote, laying on the floor in the Oval Office. Oval is a funny word. Oval. Oval. Hashtag legalize it, which is just, I don't know, the weird one. Here's another tweet that somebody should start a Tinder, but just for friends. Hashtag not kidding. Hashtag I'd swipe right. That's a good idea, actually. Then he tweeted, just peed in all 35 bathrooms. Hashtag dehydrated. Just starting to get weird there. And then finally he wrote, just texted Putin, you up. Hashtag desperate. Hashtag best frenemies.
A Florida burglar was arrested this week after he left his ID at the crime scene and posted Facebook pictures of the stolen goods. Or as a Florida jury will think of that, not enough evidence.
Right. All right, Wendy Williams on her program yesterday answered an audience member's question about if this woman, as a 50-year-old, should be adopting.
I've never been married. I am going to be 50 next year, and I really want to have a baby. My friends and family don't think it's a good idea. What do you think?
That's a terrible idea.
Really?
We're 49 years old. What do we need with trying to birth a baby?
I don't want to have one. I can't have one.
Oh, but what do you want to do?
I want to adopt.
Fine.
You think it's a good idea?
Can you do a deep knee bend?
Well, yeah, I can't actually.
There you go. Are you still able to sit on the floor and cross your legs like a pretzel?
I can do all that.
Perfect.
I can bend down like...
There you go. Listen, you know, 50, it's a weird time. A lot of our friends are old for 50, and a lot of us are still young for 50.
Okay.
So you adopt maybe not a baby infant.
A three.
Maybe by the, get ready for kindergarten, like a 4-year-old. You know, the older the better.
Yes, sir.
I mean, when we're 50.
You know, there are a lot of people who talk about, wow, what's going to happen when I'm 60? The kid's going to be 20. You know what? If you love them, what's the difference? That's all foolish. That's pretty good advice. She gives good advice. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and David Korn. Coming right up, what are the CIA and Senate Intelligence Committee fighting over?
Son, you're a young man now. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about, well, about men and women.
I know all about that stuff.
Well, you might know a little biology, but do you know how to treat a woman?
I guess I could use a little direction. So how do I treat a woman, Dad?
No, I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure that out by yourself.
How?
Well, first I suggest you watch a lot of bad TV and violent movies and observe how women get treated there.
Okay, I'm kind of doing that already. What else?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. When you're at school, be sure to take careful note of what irresponsible older boys say.
I sure will.
Sometimes the only message boys get is the wrong one. Many young men need advice and direction on how to behave towards women. You can help provide it. By teaching boys early that violence against women is wrong, you can help prevent domestic violence. For tips on what to say, visit www.endabuse.org. End abuse. Teach early. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and the Family Violence Prevention Fund.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Korn. What's at stake in the almost unprecedented public fight between the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence and the CIA?
The Senate says that the CIA came in and intervened in their investigation by taking documents out without telling them, and the CIA claims that the Senate gumshoes got documents improperly, perhaps even illegally. It just shows that I think we have an almost total breakdown in this very important oversight mission.
David is right. This is pretty amazing in that the last thing the CIA wants is a DOJ referral. When it was so evident that so much is leaking out of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, I'm speculating here, they did their number one job. And to prove it, they're turning themselves over to DOJ. Huh. Amazing.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and David Korn.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What's new today? Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, the Good Day program. Jennifer back on Monday. I think I've made that clear. Other than that, what's happening, baby? What are we doing? What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? Oh, let's talk about Mr. Obama. No. Let's talk about Mr. Putin. No. Let's talk about the Crimean annexation. No. Let's talk about Obamacare. No. Let's talk about the Malaysian. Put the vowels where they're supposed to be. The number one listener to this program has said to me that I didn't sound happy today. Must have been Kenny. She was listening to me kind of ground on with regard to March Madness, and therefore I sounded like I was an old grump. Well, not old, but grump. Maybe I did sound grumpy. The best way other than listening to yourself, which I don't do a whole lot of, is to have somebody that you care about who cares about you listen and give you an objective point of view. So if I am sounding grumpy because I'm talking about March Madness and some of the other stuff that just pulls us all down, why would I talk about it? I had an inkling that was what was going on. As I started this hour of the program, I was feeling like, more of the same old stuff. And you know what? My job is to be a cheerleader, not only for this format, but for the things that all of you are talking about. Well, I guess to a point. But also, in order for me to be enthused, I got to be a showman. I have to sound like I am not who I am. And that's not who I am, and that's not why this program has lasted for 26 years, because I try to be somebody that I'm not. I am reflective of what a lot of you are thinking. And I know as spring has begun this week, you're all thinking, wow, this is wonderful. We're going to launch into a new season. It's going to be exciting. It's wonderful. No more winter. And then along comes another snowstorm. What'd you say, Michael? The prediction was for snow next Tuesday, I think, right?
Yep.
Tuesday in Washington, snow. So how many of you get excited about that? Well, sooner or later spring gets here, that's for sure. I want you to listen to an excerpt from a radio program that we monitored and hosted by a guy named Jimmy Barrett, who's talking to a meteorologist here about the weather and the sort of forecast we've just laid on you for next week.
The winter that just won't die, please drive a stake into its heart, Dave.
No, it's a vampire, baby. This thing will not go away no matter what we do.
Silver bullets, anything. Come on. We're sick of this. We're sick of this.
You ought to try being a meteorologist. I mean, we've had 18 different events here in Central Virginia. Now, we haven't had actually, relatively speaking, to everybody else, we have not had a lot of snow. We've had like a total of 14, something like that, maybe 15 inches of snow. So averaging less than 1 inch of snow per event, but that's just Richmond. I mean, it's not Suffolk's had a lot more snow. Roanoke's had a lot more snow. You know, Carolinas and Tennessee up into the Mid-Atlantic have had more snow than we've had. But we've had a lot of events, and it's getting everybody really tired. So I understand that. Believe me, I'm getting ready for spring, too.
We just seem to be really stuck in this pattern right now of where we get this late in the week warm-ups, and then it starts to get cold again on Sunday, and we get some sort of a wintry event, you know, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, and then we're back to warmer weather again.
Yeah, that is the pattern, and there's no doubt that that's happening again. The model data is very strong this morning that there is going to be a significant storm on the East Coast on the 25th and the 26th. We will be cold enough, the atmosphere all the way down to the Charlotte, North Carolina, South Carolina border for the precipitation to be snow, at least at the start. And all the data this morning, some of the data was taken, well, you know, showing in a more inland track where you have a low going through Ohio and it jumps to the coast. And when that happens, Virginia, usually they get a lot of snow, but all the data this morning and all the models shifted now show a system coming out of the Gulf, which is a bigger system for us to get more precipitation, and it shows significant snow over the coastal areas, not so much in the mountains. This is going to be more of a coastal event, so it could be accumulating snow even for late March from, you know, eastern North Carolina and central North Carolina all the way up to Boston, and the models really bomb the system out once it gets up north by New York City. So we're not done yet. We're not done.
Not done. All right, but I'm going back to the East Coast on Tuesday with Charlotte, so this better be it. Who do I speak to about this better? Do I have some authority with anybody? Kenny, who do we speak to about making sure this is it? No more. After Tuesday, no more. Finished. Finito.
I'm sure I can file your request online.
Thank you. All right. You know what? What's going on Facebook? We haven't talked about that this morning. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. What are the leading indicators of interest from the people who want us to know what they're thinking at our social media?
We asked if you're still following the story about the missing Malaysian plane, and if you are, are you following it as much as you were, more or less? And Rob says, I am, because they keep talking about it on the news channels. I can't believe they're still unable to find it.
Mm-hmm. Well, believe away. By the way, the Chinese are sending in warships to join in the search. I think they've sent a couple of planes over, too. This is one of the most remote places on the planet where the wreckage has been seen, a wreckage of something, not wreckage of the plane, but there's something in the ocean, and so they're sending, the Chinese have decided they're going to help out in the southern Indian Ocean, which I guess is okay. The FBI has reviewed or is working on this pilot's flight simulator. See, it's really interesting. Here's how I look at all of this. Sooner or later, whenever there's a problem like this, the world comes to America. You can say what you want to, and this has nothing to do with our leadership. It just has to do with what we know, what we've developed, how we have resources here that nobody else has. I think it's interesting the Chinese have now decided to get involved in this because they want to see themselves as important players again. And the Russians want to see themselves as important players, but they're not involved in this at all. At least I don't think they are. Am I missing something, Kenny? I haven't seen any activity. The Russians are more interested in trying to annex Crimea and scare everybody in the Ukraine. I don't see them in this at all, unless I'm missing something.
No. I don't remember too many stories about the Russians being eager to help anybody besides
anybody.
The Russians.
No. Right, exactly. It's all about them. But you see what it gets him. He's thought to be the tough guy, the big guy. He's the world leader. I'm tougher than Obama. So he says and thinks. 888-302-3684. Are you getting other comments on other things there?
Yeah, Jay says, I know they're looking, but I don't need news that they haven't found it. Call me when you have positive confirmation.
The news is there's no news.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of am just, eh. All right, what else?
Charles says, why is there intense focus? Who was on that plane that someone wanted dead? Mm. We should have known that on day three. After that, I have little interest.
All right. So there you go. But interested enough to at least proclaim it at Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. There are a lot of people who are interested, especially if you drive a General Motors car, in the contextualization, pretty good word, right? Contextualization of the massive recall. That's a good word. So here is Talk Host Joel Riley with John Clore from a website that focuses on cars. What's the deal with GM?
John, tell us all you know about the latest GM recalls.
Well, you know, Joel, GM's road to recovery since bankruptcy is like driving in Detroit. It's just full of potholes, and this is a huge one. And I think they bent their rim, I'm pretty sure. This, you know, everybody's talking doom and gloom. Oh, my God, it's the end of the PR. It's a PR nightmare. What are they going to do? But now, the fact of the matter is major automakers who make millions of cars have recalls. And recalls are good things because they fix problems. But the issue at this, they're not, I'm going to talk about the PR nightmare. I want to talk about the issue. And the issue is somebody along the line at General Motors knew that this was going to be a problem and fixed it. I mean, in the later cars, the little $10 part or whatever it was a 10-cent spring and a little plunger. And at some point, Joel, it was changed to remedy the problem. That means someone in engineering or someone somewhere in GM knew that this needs to be addressed and be repaired, and so the newer cars don't have that problem. Well, if that was the case, then the question is the process has failed Mary Barra, because that should have gone upstream and said, look, this was an issue, we fixed it, and so maybe we should look at the cars that have that problem. That's the issue. Mary's got to go find out where the process failed the company and to go fix it. In the meantime, go back and, you know, it's a horrific cost, but, you know, it's a life, so you have to save it. It's just a tough situation, and somebody somewhere down the line, you know, maybe it was they were just too afraid to tell their boss.
Yeah, it could be, but I like the fact, and to my knowledge, what I've read about it, no injuries or deaths as a result of this, so at least they also come off as proactive too.
Well, and you know, this whole thing about here's all the other things we're going to do, she said, let's go back and look at everything you're looking at and just make recalls. And we're going to, you know, be on the other end of it and say, you know, a car company can't, they make upgraded and changes all the time. Some of them is just a better part and don't warrant a recall, and other ones do. And the fact that she's taking that step, I mean, she's doing everything she can do. It's just that she's got to find the flaw in their process and fix it. That's the issue. Forget about all the other stuff you heard on. I mean, because look, Toyota this week just settled a $1 billion lawsuit with their acceleration, and you know, look at their stock price. They're not going under anytime soon.
Huh. Datsun. That's all I can think of. How many people remember the Datsun? Really, truly.
That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
I know. It's a precursor to the Nissan. It was a Datsun. How many people owned a Datsun? And really thought they were going to make it from one end of town to another when you got into one of those things. Oh, what a piece of junk. Reminded me of the early Kias and that sort of thing. First few years of a car, whew, stay away from those babies. All right, anyway, I thought that you'd find that interesting, and that's why we excerpted it here. 16 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Would you like to stop losing your hair? Most of us lose our hair. And then it grows back again. That's the way the cellular structure of the body works. You know that, right? Your skin cells there change. That's what dust is in your house, by the way. The skin that comes off your body. Do you know that? Dust in your house is what comes the skin peeling, not peeling off, but flake by flake coming off of your body. The body rejuvenates itself. One of the wonders of our bodies is that they continue to remake and rebuild themselves. And the ability that we have to rejuvenate is just extraordinary. Part of the wonder of who we are and the wonder of nature, wonder of the order of things. So as a result, your hair comes out, and then in the order of things, it's supposed to be able to grow back in again. But you've messed up the order of things by using cheap shampoos that have plugged up the pores in your head where the hair grows out, so it's a hole that's filled with cement. Think about it that way. Think about a pothole being filled with tar or cement, and that's what's happening to the pores in your head if you use that crappy dollar shampoos. So you got to cleanse your scalp, and that's what Provia does. It's the all-natural hair thinning therapy that cleanses your scalp and allows the new hair to regrow. The follicles come through the pores, and you got a little fuzz, and then the hair is getting a little longer. Before you know it, you got a nice new head of hair. It is that simple. Here's the best part about this. You'll call right now, 800-525-8319, and get a hold of the company so they'll send you some of their Provia. Mention Doug Steffens, you get the better Provia Super Concentrate for no more money. 800-525-8319. The bottom line here is that you'll stop losing your hair by using Provia. stuff will come back in again. Good for colored hair, treated hair, to me. If it's men, women, everybody's calling for Provia to stop their hair loss. 800-525-8319.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
Sam
Adams, like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try PowerSwabs. What makes PowerSwabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-663-0853. That's 1-800-663-0853. I guarantee your friends and co-workers will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-663-0853. That's 1-800-663-0853.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all-natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewies. Learn more at Gutsy, G-U-T-S-Y, products.com. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 11 minutes before the hour, people talking about the missing plane. Some folks want to talk about the coverage, the news coverage. Thus is the case with this call from Dennis listening to KUGN in Oregon.
I've been watching, let's put it this way. I can't help but watch because it's all over the place. That's basically, you know, it's people complain about that, but yet they're doing it because it's getting good ratings. And so I guess we're getting what we're interested in and paid for. But it's really frustrating when there are so many other things going on in the world that this takes so much time. I mean, I can understand them giving a little bit of time at the beginning of each newscast or something to talk about anything that's new, but it's just a rehash of everything, and the experts are always rehashing, and, you know, there's many different channels and that kind of thing that are covering it. You've got that many opinions, and I just think it would be a lot better. You know, news is supposed to be facts, and it's not supposed to be a lot of speculation and that kind of thing, and I know that that's cable news, especially speculation, is a big driver of the ratings, and I think I just think we're getting too much coverage. But I guess we're getting what we're tuning into is that's what sells, and that's the way it operates.
Who's we, Kemosabe? Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, this is part of the speculation, and maybe what makes it all fun, the anti-hysteria hysterians, as it were. That sounds like a new group. Remember Question Mark and the Mysterians? Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this could be
96 tears.
Yeah. All right. So how about anti-history hysterians? 51 past the hour on Good Day. Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's tick.
No, it isn't. I was going to say it's TikTok time.
It's Tech Talk. Change the vowel, Doug. Tech Talk time.
Yeah, I was pretty close. It's Friday after all. We're running out of items. You got any questions, folks, just call me. 888-302-3684. You could be a part of the next big deal here on the Good Day program. While we're waiting for those calls, let's get into technology. First of all, our technology reporter, Shelley Palmer, is here to talk with you about a cell phone that claims to be the only phone that's the only smartphone and mobile service that allows for encrypted communication. Sounds rather cryptic in and of itself. So let's find out what Shelley has learned about this and see if you're interested. That report coming right up here on Good Day.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-381-3296. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-381-3296. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-381-3296. That's 1-800-381-3296. 1-800-381-3296.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're wary of the NSA but still want to keep in touch with your family and friends, I've got a cell phone for you. FreedomPop recently launched the Privacy Phone, which the company says is the only smartphone and mobile service that allows for encrypted communications. Nicknamed the Snowden Phone, the phone, which is a Samsung Galaxy 2 that costs $189, can be purchased with bitcoins to help further protect your identity. FreedomPop says all voice and text messages are locked down with 128-bit encryption, and all app and internet data will be be sent through a secure encrypted network. Still not sold on the idea? Freedom Pop will let you change your phone number anytime you want. The privacy phone has no contract and comes with 3 months of unlimited voice and text plus 500 megabytes of data. After that, it's just $10 a month, which, you guessed it, you can pay for in bitcoins. If you're looking for a little more privacy, Freedom Pop's privacy phone is available for purchase today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Okay, Gigantic Wireless Company, I'm breaking up with you, and I'm switching to Net10 Wireless. With their Bring Your Own Phone plan, I can keep my phone, my number, even my 4G LTE network, and still cut my monthly phone bill in half. It's not you, it's me. Okay, it's mostly you.
The Bring Your Own Phone plan from Net10 Wireless. Unlimited data, text, and talk, including 2.5 gigabytes of high-speed data each month on America's largest and best networks. Just $50 a month. Available at stores nationwide and at net10byop.com. Month equals 30 days. Certain restrictions apply. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at net10wireless.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
All right, some people were creeped out, is that the correct verb, this week with Facebook's new deep face program. They have the largest photo library in the world, you know that, right? And they have the technology to match almost all the faces that are a part of what Facebook means to all of us. Facebook announced that it has developed a program called DeepFace, which researchers say can determine whether two photographed faces are the same person with 97% accuracy. That's spooky. According to Facebook, humans put to the same test answer correctly 97% of the time, only a quarter of a percent better than Facebook's software. So what do we take away from this? Facebook has essentially caught up to humans when it comes to remembering a face, program developed by researchers and a professor at Tel Aviv University. Oof. Who wants to? I mean, do we have a choice? You don't even know how your face, your image is being used. And worst of all, you're not getting paid for it. Coming up on the end of the hour here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.